News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Francis Fitzgerald, of course, member of the G7 Equality Advisory Council and ambassador for the anti-trafficking organisation Ruhama, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may not yet have seen and to give some analysis on some of those that you have. And one that I suspect, Francis, will be fairly close to home for you, given your own family background. Names of the defence forces involved in sensitive operations are going to be published online?
This is a strange one. I mean, apparently there's a list published by the European Fisheries Control Agency, and this is about transparency of people who are involved out there doing surveillance, looking out for smugglers and so on. Since last year, under both Irish and European regulations, the names of personnel involved from the Naval Service have to be made available. Now, this also includes those in the helicopters doing the maritime surveillance. And it's kind of an insider story in that you wouldn't really know about it unless people inside had raised concerns. And they're saying this could be used by hostile actors. Now, no names are there, but no addresses, details, home, obviously no home addresses. But it's kind of...
These are the people who are involved in the interdiction and pursuit of drug traffickers.
Yes.
Who are, I mean, self-evidently at risk from those traffickers. It seems extraordinary. And I don't see where's the issue with the transparency?
I'd say where it's coming from is there was some, do you remember in Greece, there was a lot of talk about the behaviour of people who were dealing with the smugglers, and of course this is linked with migration as well, the interception of boats and so on. And there was a lot of talk about inappropriate behaviour. Now, this is far removed from surveillance of people trying to smuggle drugs into Ireland, for example. But I would have thought if there was security concerns. Now, the Defence Force spokesman said the organisation had no personal security concerns about operational or personnel security in relation to the matter. But the people on the inside are saying this could be exploited by people. It's kind of just gives you another little bit of information. And of course, with AI and everything else, this could really...
Yeah, and you would have thought that the transparency box could have been ticked by having a process by which the names could be revealed if somebody took legal action against them or filed a complaint.
I think this might need to be reviewed. It's only there a year, and it is a bit. It's quite worrying for those on board.
Very interesting business story this week. British Petroleum, BP, has ousted its chairman. Now, normally you wouldn't get too concerned about BP ousting its chairman, except that its chairman is from Temple Oak, previously the boss at one of Ireland's biggest companies, CRH. And the manner in which he was defenestrated was pretty...
It's an extraordinary... I mean, it's a fascinating story, not least because this man, Albert Manifold, has been... working with CRH for years as chief executive, a 400% turnaround in profits, and there for many years, turned the company around, it said, or, you know, it's a super company anyway.
And made a vast pile doing it personally.
Huge money. Took over as chair of BP just last year at $1 million a year. And suddenly... took part in the ousting of the previous CEO from there just since he came in, and has now been more or less summarily dismissed because of governance, conduct, whatever, and has been described behind the scenes by people as one of the reasons he's shouty. So if you're a shouty chair.
But it's very unusual for
out there.
A chair in that kind of organisation to be removed without some kind of fig leaf language that says we appreciate his time and it's all been wonderful and there's creative differences, to go straight to governance issues.
It's very, very,
very
interesting. And I mean, it's a board acting very decisively. I mean, it highlights the responsibilities of boards versus chair. And the suggestion is that having been a chairman previously, or a CEO, moving into the position of chair, that he somehow has got all of the roles mixed up. And there's a new woman in there as CEO now, and it suggests he didn't want her to meet certain people, which she didn't take kindly to.
But slightly more hands-on than one would expect from a chairman in terms of driving the organisation.
But it's an extraordinary story for somebody with such a successful career.
The other one that is an extraordinary story is the stage getting built at the White House so that America can celebrate its 250th, 230th, one of those birthdays, by having grown men beat seven shades out of each other.
Oh, I think this is just a dreadful story. A huge cage fighting arena on the White House South Lawn. You might have thought it was bad enough that he knocked down an old part of the White House to build a ballroom, which apparently is now running into financial difficulties. But there's a UFC event on Trump's 80th birthday. What does it tell us about the man? 60 million with the backdrop of the White House
gives
for a UFC.
Gives the people what they want, Francis.
No, I'll tell
he'll
you who it
tickets,
gives what they
sell
want.
Pay-per-view.
No, it gives the young men who formed a very important part of his election campaign what they want.
Now, the thing that I didn't realize of this, because there has been reports about the fact of it, there going to be a UFC fight in the White House lawn. The scale of the construction is pretty significant. So they're building a sort of a domed gantry over the top of it to carry the lights. And I was just looking at the height of it. If you built it in Stephen's Green, it'd be taller than any building surrounding the green. If you could actually build it over the top of Cork City Hall, it is that large.
Oh, Anton, don't tell me any more about it. Podcaster Joe Rogan, who hosted Trump on his show before the 2024 election, said in March, it would be weird to have a fight at the White House in the middle of a war. I mean, apart from anything else, what does it tell us about the interests and the hobbies of this man who's leading, meant to be leading the free world, not anymore?
250th birthday, I'm being told, which was probably a good inference anyway, but you never know these days. Now, lastly, Italy's top court has ruled against a tourist who said that they were emotionally damaged because they weren't given tap water.
You know, people feel very strongly about being able to get tap water.
Do they what?
This woman said in restaurants, this woman said, it's a universal right to have access to tap water. Do you know what happened to her? She's in a 5-star hotel. She goes down every evening for her dinner and there's a 7 euro bottle of bottled
Agua
water.
Senza gas.
Yes, exactly. And she argues that, no, I have a right to get tap water. They wouldn't give it to her. She took it all the way to the Supreme Court. I mean, God help her, but she did and she lost. So in Italy, there is not a right to tap water, but more and more places in Italy apparently are making tap water available because customers are getting bolder, with many seeking to avoid using plastic, and more restaurants now offer filtered water.
You have to admire the obstinacy of somebody
you too.
Who, having had their case thrown out at a lower court over tap water, decides, nope, I'm taking this all the way to the Supreme Court.
I wonder what it cost her. She was suing for stress as well.
She was suing, her technical claim was economic damage and emotional distress, and what she was seeking was 2,700 euro. I suspect her bill is going to be significantly more than 2,700 euro.
Well, anyway, the court confirmed no law in Italy obliging restaurants, managers or hoteliers to serve customers tap water and dismiss the case. I hope it doesn't catch on here.
Franz Fitzgerald, thank you very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.